Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brockett's Hunter.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, bud.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, buddies. It's Jenna. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
We're doing great.
Fantastic.
What is it, like 3 weeks in a row now? We're getting spoiled.
Yeah. I know.
You're spoiling us.
We've been in quite a bit.
I like it.
Well, we're back on schedule and we got more delicious booze to drink. So let's just get right to it. What do we got? Is it summer related?
Yes, definitely some summer seasonals coming in and then just some easy drinking beers that have been kind of introduced into the market.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Formally introduced.
Yes.
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 All right. So what's our first one?
Okay, so the first one we're going to try, you know, we've tried on here before. It's kind of well known, that whole Shandy thing. People are really, you know, out and after it. You know, I brought the Saugatuck Blueberry Shandy, which is definitely a different take, more like a real beer with a touch of just some flavors in it. Today, I brought the Shock Top Lemon Shandy.
Oh, it's so good.
Yes, and the reason I bring this, and I like to bring it back every year, is that, you know, when it first rolled out, it definitely was more like a beer, like a wheat beer, and just had a touch of the lemon peel. It didn't really have that really true Shandy where they add the lemonade in it.
Yep.
Now they've gone to that where they've reformulated it. Last couple years, and it's really more like a true shandy. So if you really, really like lemon shandy, you know, you're going to really love this. It's a really good brew.
On a hot summer day, there's nothing better than a shandy. It's the best thing ever.
When I go to the golf course and if they have shandy, that's what I usually get, man.
Yeah, you usually get one. Ooh.
We've had a lot of restaurants recently pick this up, too, which I think is great. So it's kind of like a rebranding of just making sure people know what it is, you know, and that it is a true lemonade shandy. So it's delicious. So.
I love it. Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to drink it. Ooh.
God, I can you not like that?
That's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's just, it's got just enough tart to it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just enough bite to really give you that kind of, you know, that lemonade-y feel, but obviously it's not like you're sucking down a lemon.
Right, so it's not too sweet. It's not like actual lemonade. It tastes like beer, but it definitely has that true, like, where before it was like, really just tastes like beer. Now it really has that lemon, you know, the citric, and just very easy to drink. A little bit of sweetness, a little bit of tartness. So
good.
Toes in the sand kind of beer right there. All right, so that one's obviously out now. They've been having that one. That one's been in circulation for a while, but they can get it.
Yes, you can get it. And like I said, I like to bring it back because you can find it on tap in a lot of restaurants right now.
Nice.
You can find it in 15 packs for a great price point in cans, so great for boating, great for, you know, that kind of thing, as well as a 6-pack bottle. And then it's also in a sampler pack. So this is the summer seasonal from Shock Top.
Awesome. All right. What is the next one that we got?
So 10 Barrel Brewing Company out of Bend, Oregon. We have that brand, and people really like the Joe IPA. They're kind of known for their bitier beers, their hoppier beers. But today I brought in their cream ale with guava.
Guava?
Really?
Yes.
Guava.
So I thought this was fun because it's going to be very easy drinking. Kind of like that gateway beer to those people that are used to like a domestic, if you will. This is kind of going to be more like that. Cream ale is typically like a very light ale. So not super hoppy.
What is guava? That's the...
Something healthy, I feel like. Like some kind of herb or something. Fruit or...
Wow.
Something sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. That is very good.
Yeah, so it's smooth. About 5.5%.
Yeah, that's really, really smooth. I need to know what guava is. Hold on, let me look this up.
Let's Google
guava.
I feel like we should know
what
this.
Am I drinking?
But I feel like it's some sort of antioxidant, right?
Oh, yeah. It looks like a lime.
Okay, it's like a fruit.
Well, that looks like green testicles right there, but it's not. Yeah, and the pink in the middle. So it's weird.
It's testicles.
Yeah, it's testicles. it's got guava juice in it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
It is good.
Yep. Yeah, so that it's got that nice little bit of tartness.
Yeah.
Very like, you know, it does make sense with that, more of that like citrus almost to it.
God, it's good.
I feel like kind of like I should know what that is.
Yeah. I tell you what, drink it. It's good. It goes down smooth.
It's a tropical fruit.
Yeah. Another great summer beer. And you said that's out of Oregon?
Yeah. So Bend, Oregon. So this is just a summer seasonal that you'll find from 10 Barrel Brewing Company.
Okay.
6-pack bottles. Delicious. Make sure you grab yourself a 6-pack.
Absolutely. To change it up, you mix that in with the summer shandy, just kind of go back and forth.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what's the last one we got?
Okay. So last one I brought is the Goose Island Midway IPA.
Goose Island.
And I love the name, obviously paying homage to Midway Airport in Chicago.
Nice.
So that local feel for that. And this is going to be a super easy drinking, you know, a summer IPA. It's going to be 4.6, like a session IPA. Delicious.
Yeah, perfect, perfect.
Yeah. Can't wait. Come on.
You open the can and it sounds like it's got easy. We'll get you your fix, you psycho.
Did you bring the beer bong this morning?
Yes. One of these mornings we need to do that. All right.
Absolutely.
What's your so out of these three, after you sample this one, I'm sure you've had it.
She's had every beer in Southwest Michigan.
Maybe. It might be close. You know, ooh, for me, it's I'm such a seasonal drinker. Like, it depends on my mood. It depends on what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Between the three, I would probably traditionally always pick the Midway IPA because I like the hoppy beers like you, Hunter. Mm-hmm. However, like, that my next choice would actually be the Lemon Shandy.
Yeah, the Lemon Shandy. That's just,
it's refreshing.
Like you said, it's really depends on, like, you know, wintertime, you're drinking more of the nuttier beers.
Absolutely, yeah.
Summertime, the
bigger,
more
a little
citrus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something that's better in a sweater and a campfire than it is.
Better in a sweater. I like it.
I'm going to make a beer that says that.
I think you should.
They're going to sell it.
I think you should.
That is really smooth.
Yeah.
That is just a great middle of the road.
Yep.
Not too hoppy, because I don't go crazy with the hops.
Yep.
All right.
No, it's only 30 IBUs. So, of course, IBUs, international bittering units, the higher that is, the more bitter it's going to be, the lower it is.
What's the highest that goes?
You know, they say after, like, 80, like, you really can't tell a difference. But, some beers that go into, like, the hundreds, you know, or, like, 90s.
Yeah.
But they say, really, after that, your palate really can't, like... it can't, like, process that many, like, IBUs.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
it's going on!
It's just going to be a hot bomb at that point.
That one's, and you said that's 30?
Yes, 30 IBUs.
30.
So that's pretty low.
That's perfect. Yep. That was really, really
pretty
smooth.
Low, yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so the three beers we got again.
Yes, so we've got the Shock Top Lemon Shandy.
That one? Mm-hmm.
Yep, we've got the 10 Barrel Coast Trip, which is a cream ale with guava.
Guava, which we all know what it is now.
Yes, we do. And maybe I should have known that ahead of time. I feel a little bit dense this morning. And then the Goose Island Midway Easy Drinking IPA.
The Goose! All right, well, all those are available now?
They are.
People can get them, get them, enjoy them, and, what?
Yeah,
stay safe. Stay safe, obviously. Everyone thinks that I'm not telling people. Stay safe, for God's sakes.
Yes.
Drink responsibly.
Always drinking responsibly, always making a plan to make it home. You know, this is a busy time of year. Our area is very full of lots of fun activities
that
involve alcohol, so make sure you always have a designated driver.
Get an Uber, get a designated driver, do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ride your longboard, electric longboard, drunk, Hunter. Young man.
Yes, all right.
You're gonna watch, you're gonna hurt yourself sober on that thing.
Yes, always gotta be safe.
Always. Yeah. So if you miss anything, go to WIRX.com. We'll have a podcasted. It was very fancy there.
You like that?
Go there. Check it out.
Them Trump
hands. Get your hands going. Get your hands going.
I'm boozed up. Check it out. Hey, bud, Jenna, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.